Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, blogtalkradio.com. This is the Brandon Watlington Show. What's going on, gang? I'm your host, Brandon Watlington. It is Wednesday, November 11th, 2015. Happy Veterans Day to everybody out there. A big shout out to all the veterans out there. I know we have some listeners out there in Virginia for sure, which is where a lot of the military bases are. So big shout out to you guys. We respect and appreciate all the hard work that you've done for our country to protect us and to keep us all safe here in the U.S. of A. Also, today is a special day for me personally because this is my my wife and I's, this is our anniversary. So we are celebrating year number 4, which means that she still likes me. So that's great. That's great. So we're just really excited and thankful for the opportunity to have another year of wedded bliss. And, you know, it's always a great thing to celebrate. I'm all about celebrating love, Matt. So I'm going to give myself a shout out for that, okay? Anyway, today's show is brought to you by angranddesigns.com. That's angranddesigns.com. Go there to get your multimedia graphic designs done for your medium-sized business, your small business, or your large-sized business. Go get it done at angranddesigns.com. We want to thank them for being a proud sponsor of the Brandon Watlington Show. Today we have a really good show that we're gonna have today. We're going to talk about a couple of things that are near and dear to my heart. Also, we're going to have a special guest come on the show. Who goes by the name of Busy. Phenomenal artist, really has some really good music I want to share with you guys today. And, I'm always looking for new artists that are doing big things or are trying to do big things and, you know, really trying to get in the mix. And Busy was one of those artists that I just said, you know what, hey, we got to have her on the show. So she's going to be debuting her new single called Rollin', okay? So we're going to have her on later on in the show, probably about the next 15, 16 minutes, give or take. We're going to have her come on to the show, talk a little bit about herself and about what she's got going on with her music and, like I said, debut a single. Also, we are going to discuss, okay, ways to help enrich your life, okay, because obviously the objective of the show is to help, you know, help us detoxify ourselves from all the negativity that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. So that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. I'm going to give you guys steps to learn how to shift your life in the right direction, okay? Make sure that you guys grab a pen and a pad. We are going to discuss how to shift your life in the right direction, okay? We're going to do this in a time-effective manner as well. And like I said, just want to make sure that you guys are aware of what we have going on today, as well as check us out every Wednesday, blogtalkradio.com/Brandon Watlington. Every Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on blogtalkradio.com. As well as make sure that you guys visit my website as well, okay? That's going to be www.brandonwatlington.com. That's where you can find out more, not only about the show, but also find out more about me and my speaking engagements, as well as how to work with me in regards to me being your coach as well. Because I help. My objective is to help people to live their best life, but to help people to level up to their full potential as well. And that's really what I want to make sure that we do here. With our time and with your life as well. So make sure to go visit BrandonWatlington.com. That's BrandonWatlington.com. Without further ado, I want to get into some music right now. I got this one song right here by, I gotta admit, you know, I like Sam Smith. You know, he's cool. I'm not gonna say I'm like the biggest fan, but I like his music. I like what he's doing, and I especially like the work that he's been doing with this group called Disclosure. Now, of course, they had the song last that came out about 2013, early 2013, that became a global hit. They're back again with Sam Smith on a new track. It's called Omen, okay? And this is it right here. We're going to broadcast it here live on the Brandon Watlington Show. Let's do it.
I'm feeling something. something, something different. When you left, it's a change. I was blinded, I'd not envisioned the same face in a different frame.
BlogTalkRadio.com. That was Disclosure featuring Sam Smith, Omen. You're on the Brandon Watlington Show. Also, make sure that you guys check out their new song that they have with Gregory Porter as well. Dope track. Dope track. Dope track. If you like house, anything that has any resemblance to house, trance, whatever you want to call it, disco, if you want to call it, if you want to call it that as well, make sure that you check out Disclosure's new album. It is out now, so make sure you guys go cop that, all right? I said in about 10 minutes, we're going to have Busy come on the show, on the Brandon Watlington Show, talking about her latest project, as well as what has inspired her new song, which is called Rolling, which you guys can check out momentarily, all right? But before we get into that, we want to get into one of the core pieces of the show, which is one of the, what I like to call the centerpiece of the show. And we're going to talk about the steps you need to take, the steps that you need to take to shift your life in the right direction. And it's not, and this is one thing I want to make sure that you guys understand as well. It's not going to happen overnight. I would love to tell you that it's going to happen overnight. Unfortunately, it is not. This is a process that you're going to have to make and take. Every single day. But I guarantee you, if you go with these steps for 90 days, that's 3 months, okay? That's a quarter of a year. If you just want to look at it like that, depending on how you want to look at it. Some people like to look at it as days. Some people like to look at it as months. Some people like to look at it as years. I like to look at it as just do it. That's the way I like to look at it. But either way, this is what it is, all right? The shift your life. And this is going for people, you know, who are right there at the intersection between failure and total success. If you guys are feeling like that, I mean, raise your hand. Even if I don't see, raise your hand. But seriously, if you feel like you are at the brink of total failure or total success, this is what it is right here. Okay, it is several steps. You got four steps here. Okay, number one, write this down. And this is so critical. Happiness is a choice. Happiness is a choice. Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. This is the most critical piece of information that you need to understand. And it's one of the most, and it's also part of the core for positive people. It's at the core for positive people, okay? You have to have total control of what you want and what you don't want to affect your life. That's not going to say that there won't be any challenging times, though. Trials will come your way, but you have to ask yourself this important question. Are you still breathing? That's something that I was asked as a kid by my dad, and I remember something catastrophic happened to me. I felt it was catastrophic. He looked at me. I'm just crying. I mean, I'm like, you might as well have just put me on my deathbed. And he looked at me. He said, Brandon, are you okay? He said, are you still breathing? I said, yeah. He said, well, then you're going to be fine. As simple as it was, it really affected the way I looked at life and a lot of different things. Am I still breathing? Yes. That means I have another opportunity to make a change in the way that my life is going. For better or for worse, I have to make the right choices. So you have to understand, happiness is a choice. Total choice. So when you can say to yourself, despite your situation, you're making the choice to be happy, you're moving in the right direction, okay? So that's number one. Happiness is a choice. Number two, this is really important as well. All the more important, but this one right here, your circle defines you. And number two, understand that your circle defines you. Jim Rohn once said, you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. Notice that he didn't say anything about who you like. He didn't say about who you thought was cute or who you thought was okay. He said who you spend the most time with. You can spend time with people that you don't care for and start to rub off on you. Their negative energy will start to rub off on you. Their habits will start to rub off on you. Or it could be the polar opposite. The good habits start to rub off on you. You start to do better things with yourself, with your time, with your eating habits, with your scheduling. So one of two things are going to happen when you're around people. Either you're going to rub off on them or they're going to rub off on you. If your circle can't teach you something new or motivate you to reach higher, it's time to upgrade your relationships. And I always tell people, because they come at me and they say, well, what about all the people that I've been with forever? Guess what? If you're looking to elevate, then it's time to move on. And if they're looking to elevate as well, they'll come with you. If not, let the chips fall where they may. You cannot let old obligations hold you from new blessings. I repeat, you cannot let old obligations block you from new blessings. What you feel are old obligations, but they're not. You're not obligated to anybody but yourself. And whoever you made a commitment to, if you're married. So don't worry about moving beyond your usual crowd, because if they desire to want to move out of their life and move into something different, they'll elevate with you, okay? Number three, thoughts and words become things. Write that down. Thoughts and words become things. there's something when I go out and I speak at, I go around and speak at, you know, these you know, conventions and conferences, and I go to schools and speak at in classrooms, you know, in gymnasiums. There's something that I put in most of my speeches, depending on what the objective is of the speech. But one of the things that I will say in my speech is this: what you think about yourself is how you'll speak about yourself. And how you speak about yourself will determine how you'll act on life. And how you act on life will determine how life will act on you. I repeat, what you think about yourself is how you'll speak about yourself. And how you speak about yourself is how you'll act on life. And how you act on life will determine how life will act on you. It is the absolute truth. The mind will wander out of control if you don't grab it, and will lead to positive or negative results in your life. You have to learn to read and watch something. This is something I do, okay? Read or watch something positive in the morning and right before you go to bed. You cannot tell me that your day is going to start off great if you are looking at something that has no depth to it, no substance to it, something that's not bringing you any type of positivity to your life. The more positivity that you start with your day, the more that you're going to have, more likely to have a better day throughout the day. This will get your mind focused on the right things. Positive affirmations are out loud are wonderful things to do as well. I always say at least 3 positive affirmations, you know, before I head out for my day. And yes, it is okay to talk to yourself, you know, and as the old people would say, you know, it may be the most intelligent conversation that you'll have all day. Seriously. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. You got to speak life into yourself. But no one else is speaking life into you. You have to speak life into yourself, okay? And finally, number 4. This is a biggie, too. Number 4 is this: action. Did you know that it's kind of hard to hit a home run if you don't swing a bat? Incredible stuff, right? You can't hit a home run if you don't swing. You can't score 50 points if you don't take a shot. Same thing applies in life. The dreams that you have are worth moving the world for. There's no better time than now for you to do it, okay? The big ideas that you have weren't given to you by accident, but they were given to you on purpose. There's no need for paralysis from analysis. That just slows you down. Just do it, okay? You have the talents, you have the wisdoms, and most of all, you have the heart to make it happen. I want you guys to go out there, change the world, okay? Because you were born to win. Thank you guys for checking, for making sure that you guys wrote those down. Hopefully you wrote them down. You better wrote them down. And make sure you guys go check out my website, BrandonWallington.com, for more updated articles, as well as how to get in contact with me in regards to coaching. All right, but let's see what we have going on here. All right, let's get this started. Hey, live on the air right now, this is BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Wallington Show. And once again, I'm your host, Brandon Wallington, and I am honored. And it's an honor and a privilege to have an intelligent young lady here who I've had the pleasure to meet more than a handful of times, and is really just impressing not only with her skills, but also just her wisdom, and really just with the way that she thinks. And we're going to have a chance to hear some of her music right now. But what I want to do before we actually get to the music is actually bring her on to the show. So without further ado, I'd like to bring here on the Brandon Wallington Show onto my show, Busy. What's going on?
How are you, Brandon? Thank you so much for having me.
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on. What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm great. You know, just out and about. You know, getting something to meet to eat, actually.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. You gonna bring me something?
Of course. You know, I'm getting pizza, so, you know, it's always, you know, good to share pizza. Yeah.
Yeah, you can never have enough pizza. You can never have enough pizza. Well, once again,
exactly.
You know, thanks for coming on to the show. And now I was telling the audience before I, you know, introduced you on here, I love how you think and how you, in your mind. I really do appreciate that. So tell me a little bit, how does that correlate with the music that you're doing? Because I know, you know, you're releasing a new single that's coming out, and there's a lot of big things that you have going on here, but tell me how that correlates, you know, your music correlates to the way that you think overall.
I would say that my music correlates with how I think as far as just me, period. I am my music, so how I think goes into my music, just because I guess you can say I'm independent, of course. So I don't have anything, like, holding me back from not expressing myself at all. So, yeah, my music basically is how I think. So you can basically have a conversation with me through my music.
Answer me this. How would you describe the sound that you have for your music? You know, if no one had ever heard of your music before and you had to describe it to them, what would you say it is?
I would say that my music can be defined as hip-hop soul. So, yeah, where soul meets hip-hop again, I guess you can say.
Okay, where soul meets hip-hop. All right, cool. Now, tell me, if you could, you know, let the listeners out there get an understanding of it. You know, how did the name Busy come about?
The name Busy actually came about from, a friend. Well, I'm always on the move. Like, I don't have any kids. So I feel like, you know, I should always be going. You know, nothing is, like, really holding me down. So I have a friend, like, you know, she kind of, like, refers to me. Like, she's like, you're always so busy, busy, busy. And so at the time, you know, like, I was dabbling with the artistry. And, you know, I wasn't really thinking about a name at the time. And so as I started thinking about a name, you know, people were like, well, you know, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to think about a name, blah, blah. And so I was like, well, I'm going to use Busy. And so that's where, you know, that came from. And as far as Monroe is concerned, I like first name, last name. So Monroe is just like a spin on my last name, which is Morin.
Well, what I want to do right now, I want to go ahead and get into the song because I got a chance to hear it earlier, and I really like the vibe that I'm feeling from it. But obviously, you know, this is your baby, so I want to give you the honor and privilege of actually introducing this to my listeners. So I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce your song right now.
This is Busy, and I'm on the Brandon Watlington Show, and this is my new single, Rollin'. Hope you all like it.
Expensive car.
blogtalkradio.com. That was rolling. Yo, I love that. I love that. Tell me, how did that song come about?
Okay, as far as me working on the track, Rolling was one of the first songs I actually wrote. It was the first song I wrote. It just really came from me just really sitting down one day and, like, writing it out. Like, it was really how I was feeling, like, one day, and I wrote it out. And after a while, you know, you go through your lyrics. This is just how I write. I go through my lyrics, and I kind of expound a little bit more, and then I go from there, and I had the song. And so I let it go or whatever. Not let it go, but I just, like, okay, that's the song, boom. And so I have a single, Asantewaa. That was my first single. And I kind of wanted to deal with that first because of what was going on as far as police brutality. That's like a conscious record mm-hmm. I did. And so, anywho, I stumbled upon the guy who did the beat, Unusual Beats. That's his name. He's the producer. And so basically he already had the beat for Roland produced. Once I got there, we co-produced the beat for Asantewaa, but he had the beat already made up for whatever came along. And so, you know, we got to vibing, and I have a couple of songs actually from him that you'll hear from me later as far as tracks or beats are concerned. So it kind of just happened organically.
Okay. No, I like I said, I like the vibe from it and the whole entire from beginning to end, though. So, no, much respect to you and to the song. Now, tell me and tell everybody else, how can we actually get our hands on the single? How can we actually purchase this?
As far as purchasing right now, I kind of went through the whole purchasing thing with Asantewaa, and I'm not quite sure. I'm still going through my ups and downs, but I have management now, and it's just best to kind of put the music on SoundCloud. That's where you can find it. You don't have to buy it or anything. It's actually free.
Okay, great. Okay, so SoundCloud, right?
Right.
Bet. Okay. Well, there you guys have it there. Okay, make sure to go check it out on SoundCloud. Now, tell me and everybody else, how can we actually connect with you? How can we connect with you on SoundCloud as well as on the rest of all the social networks? Because I know in order to, especially when you're an independent artist, you have to be able to connect with the listeners on through social media. So how can they connect with you?
Well, you can connect with me on Instagram. As far as my Instagram name is I Am A Force. So that's at I Am A Force, IAMFORCE. As far as Facebook, you can reach me there too, but I'm constantly on Instagram. That's going to be the main source, as well as SoundCloud right now. I'm going to be doing a video for Roland. It should be coming out sometime soon, within like the next 2 weeks, maybe sooner. So that's
okay,
it for now.
Awesome. Okay, now what's the link to your SoundCloud?
The link to my SoundCloud, you can find that on my Instagram. It's actually going to be in my profile box. So you'll find it under websites as far as Instagram. You know how it's set up. And then you have, like, the spot for your website. So whatever, you have the link. You'll see the link, and you click on the link, or you just press the link. And it'll take you directly to my song on SoundCloud.
All right. Sounds good. Well,
so
listen,
all you have
I
to do is go on Instagram at...
Okay. So make sure to hit her up, Instagram.com/ I'm a fourth, okay? Make sure to check her out, support good music, support independent artists out here trying to make a difference with their music, okay? And we really do appreciate
exactly.
you for taking out the time to speak with us and to, you know, like I said, let us know a little bit more about you as well as about your music, though. So definitely thank you once again, and don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on, you know, sooner than later, okay?
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, no problem. Listen, guys, thank you guys for listening, and we'll make sure to catch with you guys next week. All right, take care. Peace.